say, I am just so impressed with you, young folk. Honestly, I applaud you completely. It's been very interesting for me tonight because there's been a lot about digital literacy. And for me, digital literacy comes down to participation in society. And that is why we have to make our students digitally literate. What I'm going to do today is, or this evening, is I'm going to show you a project that I undertook in schools with some teachers. I had 8 schools in East Dunbarton, and I asked them to do moving image projects with their children. And I actually wanted to look at how they implemented them, what kind of control they had, what kind of control the children got or were given, what kind of choices they had, what kind of decision making they had, a whole lot of things, which I'll speak to you about after you've seen the movie, which isn't the next slide. So, I actually think that learning in the 21st century is completely different now to how we learned even 10 years ago. And it's certainly different to how I learned when I was at school. I think learners need to be creative, innovative, critical, and participative. And for that, you as teachers need to empower them. No longer do we use the jug and mug method, where we just fill up the kids with knowledge, our knowledge. Now we're now more of a facilitator. But how can we do that? How can I get the screen to move even? Oh, David, here I am. There you go. I spoke about being participants in society. Let's have a wee think about what we do outside school. That first picture there is about the tsunami. And it wasn't... We weren't told about it through the normal broadcasting routes. It was actually amateur spectators who took photographs and who took videos and then sent them to the networks. So, in other words, it was normal, everyday Joe Bloggs who was presenting the news. And that's what you do. And that's what our children will be involved in. The second one is just an example of how you can be participating in what's happening in your country. That's, what's the guy's name? Well done. Stephen Gately, who died a few years ago. And there were lots of condolences put onto Facebook. And people, you know, just poured out how they felt and shared their grief with each other. That's participating. But, unfortunately, a Daily columnist in the Daily Mail called John Moyer actually said he died because of a result of being homosexual. That created an absolute outcry. Everyone hated it, and so everyone posted it even more on Facebook. And they were taking the feeling of a nation forward by participating in society. Now, I'm saying we need to educate our children to be participants in society, but we can't do it overnight. So what I'm suggesting is that it's small, leverage factors that will make a difference. And we've seen tonight a whole lot of factors that could make that difference. And... project that I was speaking to you about. These children were given complete ownership of the project, and it was a different way of story writing for them. They had to collaborate, they had to make decisions, and they had to get on as a team. So let's have a quick look at this.
No. Good afternoon, Mark.
The children are with the nanny. There's a little in the room.
Quick, before they realize we're imposters.
Paint it. We can disappear from the painting.
Nanny, where are we?
Good job we didn't land in that factory.
Hello, my name's Edmunds. Do you want to find my guy?
Look at this place. This street is really
lush. Well, stained glass windows. They must be rich.
This place is quite different. Look at all the broken glass.
It's not all bad. I'm having fun.
Thanks for the ride, Edward. We'll get off here. What does that bit of paper say?
Remember what we learned to skill a bit, guys?
Uh-oh.
They spoke about the product, okay? And that's generally what we tend to look at when we're in schools. It's all about testing and assessments, and we have to see the finished product, and that's their evidence. So this is what they said about the children's writing, and unless I speak without vowels, I don't have time to tell you that. Just read it. But interestingly, teachers, without me having to say, you know, having to prompt them, they actually came up with something more than about just the product. They came up with the process, and they were talking about the ways which children behaved. And they talked about learning dispositions the children had, and that were developed through this project. So hopefully, when you go out into schools, you'll do this sort of thing. And I think I finished. Oh yeah. And it's just a list of things that came out of my research, that it was a very collaborative project. It is a really powerful learning tool. There's issues of power. Are you willing to hand over to the children? Are you willing to say to the children, well, actually, I do value you. You can do this, and give them that responsibility. You have to give children choice. If you do all that, find that children become more perseverant, they have a great deal of pride in their skills as well as what they do, they engage more and